Hi, my name is Daniel Lee, a doctoral student from in the School of Social Work at the University of Pittsburgh. The co-author, Dr. Apple, was not able to come because she had another issue, so I'm doing the presentation on behalf of her. I got the email yesterday, so I didn't have much time to prepare, but I'm an international student from Korea, so my English is not my first, you know, language, so please excuse me if I make mistakes. But I'm not familiar with the Latino Americans that much, but I've worked with the data with Dr. Apple for a long time, so I hope I can make it. Sorry. Let's skip to the Latinos are the largest ethnic minority population in the U.S. It is estimated that by 2050, a quarter of the U.S. population will be Latino. However, the research on the overall health patterns of Latinos remain insufficient. Even less is known about the patterns among the different Latino subgroups, and it has been like for Asian Americans, it's the same, and for the Latinos, it's the same that we've seen in public health, we've seen Latinos as a group, not, you know, trying to figure out what the difference among the different subgroups, and there are lots of subgroups in Latinos, so we try to look into it, and then we try to look into the difference between among the different genders. So not only the health patterns, but we try to look into the healthcare service utilization patterns. So we'll look into that. In case of mental health care, there has been barriers because identified in the previous studies, and one of them was the language. Not all Latinos have English proficiency, especially for those who recently immigrated to the U.S. Stigmatization on people who have mental health is, like, in some culture, it is considered as the losing the face of the family. So high stigmatization on mental health, cultural barriers, even in my culture, we think that mental health is not a type of health. So it is, even to my mother, it's hard to, make her understand what mental health is. And health insurance, I think someone's going to talk about health insurance in different minority groups, but about 33% of Latinos do not have insurance, health insurance, and it's amazing that about one quarter of the Latinos are under the poverty line, so they'll be, you know, getting Medicaid, but still 33% of the Latinos don't have health insurance, and if you consider the people who are, you know, who do not have legal documents, And if you consider them, count them, there will be more people who are not covered by the health insurance. And providers, it has been noticed that the quality of the care, health care, is not the same in Latinos as it is in the whites. So the providers are not, you know, used to, familiar with the culture. So it kind of cultural competent healthcare was not, you know, in the system right now. So let's move on to another thing. So we try to look into the overall health patterns in the Latino groups, and there's a data, National Latino and Asian American Studies, which is the first epidemiological household survey done on the Latino groups and Asian Americans. And basically, we did only the analysis on the Latino Americans who are over 18 years old. The 554 Latino Americans, men and women, core sampling from the metropolitan areas in U.S. These are the procedures, and I won't go on it because it's, I don't think I have enough time. The measures are self-rated mental health and mental health issues such as major depression from, 12 months, or overall major depression based on DSM, behavioral and drug, behavioral health, drug and substance use, chronic conditions such as heart disease, asthma, or other conditions, and service-seeking frequency. So we try to look into Cuban, Mexican, and Puerto Rican because they are the three major largest subgroups, and the other Latinos are put into one group. So that's kind of like the limitation of the study, because even in the other Latino groups, there are, bunch of other Latinos, and they were considered as one group. If you look into the age, education, employment is the demographic and acculturation variables. It is kind of like, for a national survey, you can see that it is kind of like their ages comparatively lower than whites, because there are young people coming in. And we look into the behavioral and substance, we look into the BMI, and we can look at, compared to, the study had Asian Americans, but compared to Asian Americans who had lower obese or overweight, Latinos had more, both in female and male, more people were overweight or obese. And even in smoking, they were smoking more, using more marijuana and cocaine than other groups, other racial ethnic groups. And actually, this table is this, but there's a comparison among different subgroups, and we can we were able to see that Puerto Ricans, compared to other subgroups, Puerto Rican Americans are smoking more, using more marijuana and cocaine, both in female and male, compared to other, especially Mexicans had the lowest smoking and marijuana cocaine use. And it has been noticed that when it gets to self-ratings of mental health, Latinos are generally Latinos, as a whole, they kind of rate their mental health as more as excellent or very good compared to other groups. Especially for Cuban males, they've been rating their 44%, 45% have been rating their mental health as excellent. And if you can, bless you, you'll look into later on when compared to, rating their mental health as excellent and very good, you'll see how, whether they go to, seek professional help later on. Especially Mexican Americans have a low excellent and very good, but even though they think that they do not have, good mental health, later on you'll see that they don't go seek professional help later. 12-month depression based on DSM, there's a 9.7 is the 12th month, and it's the one in the thing is I have to look into that. Oh, oh, Sorry, this is, I think I didn't have much time to look into the, and for chronic conditions, male, female comparison and comparisons among subgroups, you can see that there are different, you know, some types of chronic conditions are high in some subgroups and some are, you know, so there are different patterns of health issues in different subgroups, so we cannot say that, okay, you know, they're all Latinos as a whole, they have this specific health issue compared to others. Health service seeking, for the last 12 months, female, male, and if you look at it, Mexicans had the highest, lowest rate that they kind of rate their health, mental health as excellent or good. So they're not rating their mental health to be good compared to other subgroups. But if you look at the ever seek mental health service, they're lower than Puerto Ricans or Cuban Americans. We have noticed that, you know, there are a lot of factors that affect the mental health service utilization, or even in health chronic conditions, the dietary is different by different culture. The behaviors, the behavioral patterns, and everything are different. So, one thing is that it has been understudied of the culture and the different culture affecting the different health patterns and even in mental health service utilization. There are different factors like age at time of immigration and the National Latino and Asian American study has looked into different generations, you know, the immigrant generation, the first generation and second generation. There's a different pattern of in health, overall health, and even in health service utilization. So we have to look into, you know, when they come to U.S. And how long have they been U.S. What's their English proficiency has been the most kind of like the most important issue in mental health seeking. So even in California, where they have a lot of Latinos and they have interpreters for Latinos, if you don't speak English well, you don't trust the system kind of, and you don't think that you're getting help from enough help and within the system. So it's kind of like a barrier to going to the service. Rates of mental health problems may be low in general. This is only based on the self-rating. So if it gets to psychiatric, you know, disorder, you know, diagnosis, it's different. But rates of mental health problems that is perceived in the Latino groups may be low in general, but they are unique in how they manifest themselves in the Latino Americans. The study has noticed that there are differences among the three major ethnic groups in the studies. There will be more difference if we look into the other Latino groups, but not much study has been done. The data was collected in from 2002 to 2003, and it's the first national data, but actually it has been, a lot of things has been not touched. So I hope, you know, let other scholars will get into the, you know, data, get used to data and, you know, get into it. It's a cross-sectional survey, so it has limitations. Sample sizes, I don't see a big, you know, problem in the sample size because it has more than 600 in each group, but still, you know, it has to be nationally representative, so it would be better to have more in each group.